Welcome back to the second hour of 2 hours of Jewish Soul Music. I'm your host, Charlie Bernhout. This is show number 283 of February 16th, 2015. Okay, I have one more show to do next week, and the following week I will be in Yerushalayim, but I am preparing four wonderful programs that you'll be able to hear while I'm gone, so that there won't be a gap or a silencing of this program. I promise you that the programs will be of great interest. Well, how have you been? Cold getting to you? Starting to get to you? You wish you were in Florida? No. The snow is great. My granddaughter is in Boston, and she's at Boston University, and the snow is over her head. Oh my gosh, it's something. It's really something. Okay, we've been listening to the introductory theme song. You know, is the great Moshe Koussevitzky and his classic Sheyibono Beis Hamikdash. Okay, we're going to begin the program with a couple of selections by Yecheskel Klang. Yecheskel was born in Brooklyn. He lives currently in Modi'in Elite in Israel. His father was a famous cousin, Eliyahu Klang. Yecheskel was a student at Taki. That's the Tel Aviv Cantorial Institute, or the Tel Aviv Cantorial Institute under Naftali Hirschstick and Raymond Goldstein. We'll hear first Zochreinu L'chaim, Yecheskel Klang.
Wenn es kommen an die zehn feuchtige Tag, als es jemei tschuva, hat jeder Jid bloß ein Sach in sein Machschava. Sach rein der Welt a filo a tzadik, was sindig nicht. Un beiter vader iboi noi shelo ilam, zelach lanu mechala. Kaper, Kaper, Lord.
Hab da Hund und Schlock da Porres, was du immer ich alle Zorres, ich will heute nichts am Moves. Läuft in Schul und tät ne Dames ohne Beit. Sag rein und erheim, will ich hoffe, ich mach heim, mich aus Wein und bis ich verheim. Gott soll im Gedenk ganze Tag gefasst und geklagt und alle vieles gesagt. Gebet ins Licha, Mechila, es halt schon Vanilla. Wert auf ein Harfen, a bissele Gringel, und alle Jiden werden singen. Oi, 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 oi,
Yecheskel Klang. Let's hear one more selection. This will be Habet.
Habet mishom yimore. Habet mishom yimore. Habet mishamayim urei. Habet mishamayim urei. Urei, urei, ki oyi yinola. Oh,
Leia
Yecheskel Klank. Okay, Tzvi Aharoni. What's about Tzvi Aharoni? He was born in Israel in 1926. He died in Florida in 1990 at the young age of 64. Much, much too young, to say the least. And he was a boy wonder in Yerushalayim. Came to America in 1947 when he was 21 years old. He served as a cantor in Philadelphia and in New York City. In 1964 to 1968, he was a cantor at Beth Emes Beis Yehuda in Toronto. And from 68 to 79, he lived and sang in New York City. And then he became the cantor at Beth Torah in North Miami Beach, where he remained as chazan until his death in 1990. Many of you who are familiar with the Florida Atlantic archives are familiar with his stepson, Benjamin Roth Aharoni. And I had the pleasure of seeing Benjamin, or Ben, 2 weeks ago when I was in Florida. I paid a visit to the Florida Atlantic University Jewish Sound Archives. Extremely impressive. I was very, very impressed. It's a goal for my collection with the recordings for the American Society for Jewish Music, and we're on our way to digitizing. More about that as we go along. I have some news, hopefully, when I come back from Israel at the end of March, I'll have some interesting news to let you know about the archive. Yeah, I am going to be staying in Yerushalayim. We rented an apartment for almost a month, from the 1st to the 25th, and just get my spiritual thoughts working in the great city of Yerushalayim, to say the least. So let's hear it. Tzvi Aharoni. First selection will be Kohanecha Yilbashu, cantor Tzvi Aharoni. Well, it was supposed to be Kohanecha. Let's just see if I can get this going here. It's at a concert, as you can tell.
Kohanecha yilbishu Yeranu, Bahavul David Avedecho, Al Toshev Pene. Oh, כך טוב נוסעתי לכם תוארוסי תוארוסי
Well, you've heard a lot about the selection of Rachel from La Juive. That was the role of Eliezer that Yosler Rosenblatt turned down. He was offered, you know, the $1,000 a performance. That was like $35,000 in today's valuation. And Zvi Aroni is going to be singing Rachel from La Juive in Yiddish. Okay. Let me just make sure that this is... I have to... you'll bear with me one second. Just a little technical problem here. Okay, we're going to the third cut. And this will be in Yiddish, Zvi Aroni with Rachel. Here it is.
Oh,
You can tell that that was from a live performance, and you know, it's quite a singer, Zvi Aroni. Gershon Sirota, he certainly had quite a background. He was born in Podolia Guberna in 1874. That was 8 years before Yosler Rosenblatt was born. The parents then moved to Odessa. And that's where his voice became well known. It's a similar situation to Yosler and other great cantors where they sang in choirs, and they really got something very special. I think when people ask me, you know, what's the difference between cantors? And how did it come that way? I would say if you decided at the age of 20 that you suddenly wanted to become a cantor, that's one thing. But when you were 8, 7, 8, 9 years old and you were singing with a great cantor in a choir as part of a service with a great cantor, there's a totally different magnetism that occurs. Okay, so he was very similar to Yosler in that respect. In 1896, Sirota became a cantor of the famous Vilna Stadtschul, or synagogue. He remained there for 9 years. He sang throughout Eastern Europe. In 1903, he recorded 12 selections, and this was a great honor for him because that was the first cantorial recordings of any cantor. Yosler didn't record until 1905, 1907. It's not clear exactly then. He came to America where people had heard his recordings and they had already become familiar with him. He was at the Tlamatska Shul for a while. In 1912, he came to America, appeared in Carnegie Hall, the Hippodrome, and other venues, Kessler's Theater, the New Star Casino, the Palace Garden, and of course Carnegie Hall, where he was accompanied by Mayor Machtenberg and a 100 voice choir. He also sang in Harlem during the High Holy Days at the Calvaria Shul in Harlem. And that was one of the problems. He was not always available at the Tlamatska Shul. He sang at the Bronx Winter Garden. And that was for the benefit of the Beis HaMidrash HaGadol of Harlem in 1927. Well, in 1935, he became cantor of the Norzhik Shul. And what happened was he came to America in 1938. He davened for the Yomim Noraim in Chicago. And then he returned to Europe after receiving a telegram that his wife was critically ill in Warsaw. Then he got caught in the outbreak of the war. And as you all know, he and his entire family were slaughtered in the Warsaw Ghetto in 1943. He certainly was one of the greats of all time. very, very different in the sense that, his recordings were very, very early on the scene. Let's hear a very unusual recording of Ha'azinu Elohim. Ha'azinu Elohim. That I don't have the liner notes handy for that particular selection. I seem to remember La Strella. I'll try to find information about that particular composition. We'll hear Gershon Sirota again with Shoma Vatismach. Thank you. Outstanding voice of Gershon Sirota, one of my favorites. Moshe Shure was born and raised in Montreal, Canada, into a Chabad family with a long tradition of Balei Tefillah. As a child, he learned Nusach from his father, Reb Zalman, an accomplished Balei Tefillah. At the age of Bar Mitzvah, Moshe began conducting High Holy Day services across North America. He went on to study the art of bel canto with the late Jewish Latvian opera tenor Victor Shatkin. He served as cantor of Eitz Jacob Congregation in Los Angeles. Since 1995, Moshe had served at Beth Israel Beth Aaron Congregation of Montreal. He continued studying cantorial theory with cantors David Bagley and Ari Subar. Okay, this is Moshe Shure. First, we'll hear Chasdei Hashem.
Chasdei Hashem, ki lo yesamenu, ki lo yecholu rachamo. Chasdei Hashem, ki zamenu. Ki eloi cholu rochomu. Hazde Hashem, ki eloi zamenu. Ki eloi cholu rochomu. Chazdei Hashem, ki Eloi zamenu, ki Eloi cholu rachamu. Chazdei Hashem, ki Eloi zamenu. Chazdei Hashem, ki Eloi zamenu, ki Eloi cholu rachamu. Chazdei Hashem, ki Eloi zamenu, ki Eloi cholu rachamu. Hashem, ki Eloi zamenu, ki Eloi cholu rachamu. Chazdei Hashem, ki Eloi zamenu, ki Eloi cholu rachamu. Chazdei Hashem, ki Eloi zamenu, ki Eloi cholu rachamu. Chazdei Hashem, ki Eloi zamenu, ki Eloi cholu rachamu. Chazdei Hashem, ki Eloi zamenu, ki Eloi cholu rachamu. Chazdei Hashem, ki Eloi zamenu, ki Eloi cholu rachamu. Chazdei Hashem, ki Eloi zamenu, ki Eloi cholu rachamu. Chazdei Hashem, ki Eloi zamenu, ki Eloi cholu rachamu. Chazdei Hashem, ki Eloi zamenu, ki Eloi cholu rachamu. Chazdei Hashem, ki Eloi zamenu, ki Eloi cholu rachamu. Chazdei Hashem,
Shur Chazdei Hashem. Let's hear Moshe Shur with Ortsay.
Oh, shame.
Mesavoido Lidivire Mesejo Vicheis Roel Mosefila
Moshe Shur from Montreal. Very interesting. Let's go back to Tzvi Aroni. I think we have time for one more selection. This will be Seem Shalom. Let me make sure I have this correct. It's set up. Let's see. There we go. Okay, Seem Shalom. Tzvi Aroni. No, I'm not going to end with that one. I'm going to end with "Where can I go?" Okay, Wohin soll ich gehen? Tzvi Aroni. Nur bei mir ist ein Glück leer.
the right is the same in every land. There is nowhere to go, and it's me who should know what you please understand. Let me go, let me go to that precious promised land. No more left, no more right. Lift your head and see the light. I am proud, can't you see? For at last I am free, no more wandering for me. No more wandering for me.
Yes, where can I go? And as I was listening to that, I was thinking about a movie that I just saw a few days ago. It was called Above and Beyond. It had to do with Americans and other Jews from throughout the world who formed the first Israel Air Force. It tells how it was formed and how they certainly helped Israel in that fight for survival way back when. If you have the time, it's a very, very worthwhile, very, very worthwhile film, Above and Beyond. Anyway, thanks for joining with me. You know how to reach me, very simple. It's cbjmusic@aol.com. cbjmusic@aol.com. Thank you very much for joining with me, and don't forget to tell your friends about the program. Remember that word of mouth is the best form of advertising. I would also like to welcome some new listeners. The other day, I did my comedy presentation to Women at Leisure in the JCC in Weppany, New Jersey. And I'm pleased to welcome many new listeners from that event. So shalom, everyone.